thank you for calling Artstop Fiber. My name is Lindsay. How can I help you today?
I am having issues with my new Wi-Fi. It keeps disconnecting, and it says pod 2 is offline.
Okay, yes, I understand. Let me see if I can help you do some troubleshooting on your account here. Let me see here. May I have your first and last name to look up your account, please?
Jason Johnson.
Okay, let me see here. And your last name was at Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
No, Johnson. No,
oh, I'm
Johnson.
Sorry.
J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry about that. Okay, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Okay, let me go ahead and look that up here. And can you spell your first name as well?
J-A-S-O-N.
Okay, thank you, J-A-S-O-N. Okay, I do see your account here. Can you confirm your home address, please?
45 Foxhall Avenue, Kingston, New York.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. Let me look here. Okay, I do see your account there. And we can go ahead and put in a trouble ticket on your account today. Did the issue start today, or has this happened before?
The pod has been offline for a couple of days. I just didn't think it mattered because everybody was working, because everything was working. But now we're having trouble with it, with staying connected.
Okay, yes, I understand. Let me see here. Let me go ahead and write that down here for the tech team. Okay, let me see here. I'll go ahead and take a look in Plume to see if there's anything that I can see in there myself. Let me see here. Okay, let me see here. I do see a few things. Let's see here. Okay, the first thing I'm seeing here is that it looks like the Wi-Fi extenders are offline. Do you have some of those or just one?
Yeah, we have one, but I don't know how to fix it.
Okay, yes, I understand. Let me see here. Okay, let's see.
Which
here.
One's the Wi-Fi extender? I hate to sound silly. That's white one, right?
Let me see here. It should be the tall box. Let's see here. I'm not sure. I can tell you the serial
number. In my dining room.
Okay, yes.
It's the one in my dining room, tall white box.
Okay, yes. Let me see here. Okay, if the extender is connected with an Ethernet connection, is it cord connected to anything right now?
No.
Okay, yes. Okay, so in that case, let's see here. Okay,
it's plugged in.
Okay, it's plugged in. Okay, are there any lights on it right now?
The blue light is on. Just one blue light.
Okay, let me add that here. Blue light on Wi-Fi extender. Okay, the only recommendation here is to turn it off and then turn it back on. So you could just unplug it and then plug it, wait a few minutes and then plug it back in and see if that does anything. But beyond that, let's see here. I do also see, let's see here, 4 devices affected, chronic poor Wi-Fi coverage. Let me see here. Okay, let's see here.
See you Wednesday. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, let me see here. I'm seeing one is online, one is offline. Let me see here. They just recommend to go ahead and move that Wi-Fi box, any extenders, any routers, to a central location. But if it's already in the place that you want it to be in, let me go ahead and see. Finish repositioning here. Let's see. Okay, then let me check the last thing here. Let's see. Okay, the quality of the device signal to the extender or gateway is not strong enough to support a fast connection. Okay, let's see here. Okay, and the recommendations here are making sure that the router, modem, and Wi-Fi extender is not blocked by metal placed near mirrors or placed in the pack of thick construction. Let me see here. Is it anything near any of those?
No.
Okay, yes. All right, let me see here.
Should I restart the modem?
Let me see here. Yes, and I can stay on the line with you while I'm just filling out this form here. If you would like to go ahead and just unplug it and wait maybe 30 seconds and then plug it back in. Let me see here. It should only take about 2 minutes to complete that. Okay, let's see here. And we can, I will just go ahead and stay on the line with you again while I complete this form, and we can see if that changes anything. But if it doesn't, I can always still go ahead and put a trouble ticket on your account here. Let's see.
All right, I've restarted it.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Okay, and just to confirm, what are all your devices offline right now, or does it just keep coming on and off?
No, it just keeps coming on and off, and it's not all of my devices, just some of them.
Okay, yes. On and off for some devices. Is there anything like similar about the devices? Is it just your phones or just a computer?
Just phones.
Okay, just phones. Okay, yes. Okay. Okay, let me see that. I'll go ahead and add that here, just more information for the text here. Let's see what that could be about. Let's see here. Okay, yes. And so I will go ahead and send this over to the tech department. Would you like to go ahead and schedule an appointment today or just wait for a call back?
Should I schedule an appointment? I don't know.
Okay, yes.
Or just wait for
a
call back?
Yes, it's up to you. Either way, I can request for them to just give you a call first, see if they can troubleshoot over the phone. And then, let me see here. And then if they do need to come out to your home, you could schedule that with them when they call, if you would like.
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay, yes. All right. Okay. I will go ahead and do that. And then is this the best number here to call you back on? 845-768-9404?
Yes.
Okay, let's see here. I'll go ahead and add that here. And then there is no fee for a phone call from a tech, so they're able to solve the issue over the phone. There's no fee for that, but we do have to advise customers that text dispatch for a trouble ticket may incur a truck fee of $49.99. This fee will not apply if the issue is the responsibility of Archtop Fiber. Okay, and so they'll be able to give you a call and see if they can fix it over the phone. If not, they'll be able to schedule an appointment for you, or you can always call back the same day to schedule that appointment, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Let me see here. Let me check if I can see, since it's been a few minutes, let me check Plume here. Okay, and I'm still seeing that it's still offline, so it looks like it hasn't reset yet on my end.
Yeah, it was starting to reset, and now it turned off again, and
oh, no.
I've got all my lights
lit
up on it.
Okay, yes. Okay, in that case, I'll go ahead and send the ticket over, and then someone will contact you back.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.